Evening, y'all. You're listening to the Paul Shaw Sports 2 and 4 show. And I am Rochi, or as David, as he likes to call it from time to time. We're here to entertain you for the next 15 minutes or so. It depends how long the music lasts and how much we have to talk about. This show is sponsored by Spaten this week. It's Oktoberfest. They didn't really pay us for sponsorship, but it's what we're drinking while we make the show. And on that happy note, or that happy taste, or that happy green liquid, it's not green, but it's in the bottle, I pass you now over to my host, Paul Shaw.
Well, thank you, sir. You know, this stuff is pretty good. I like it. The Spaten.
Spaten. Spaten.
From Munich.
Makes me think of Halo, but...
About Halo?
Halo, isn't it? They call them Spartans, those.
Oh, yeah.
See?
Yeah,
look at that.
Yeah, there you go.
Look at that.
I didn't even think about that.
We could make money at a sponsorship for this shit.
We should. You know, we really should, because we have so many listeners.
By the way, profanity test. So if you're not one of our parents or something, don't expect... any apologies for language or anything like
that. Do you expect your mom to listen?
No, they don't have internet in Wales. They barely have it in the UK alone, but in Wales, I think they have Morse code. Maybe smoke signals. Mm. Or maybe the vicar in the village has internet.
Smoke signals are pretty practical, though, right?
Smoke signals are practical, unless it's stormy and rainy.
Right.
Fail. Anyway, this week we've tried a new format for the show.
Yeah, that's right. Looking good. I like it. Well, Cowboys.
A general sports update. Let's jump in with this Cowboys.
Mm. Yes.
How about them Cowboys?
Well, it's another week and another loss for the Dallas Cowboys.
You know, those guys couldn't organize a piss up in a brewery. You know, I mean, honestly, if they owned a pub, they couldn't get people drunk.
You know, probably not. Except for the suites at Cowboy Stadium do have open bars, so they can get some people drunk.
They'd spend it'd be a beautiful pub how about this? If the Cowboys owned a pub,
yeah,
it'd be a big pub. It'd be a beautiful pub. You wouldn't want a designated driver, because you wouldn't want to park there, because it's $40 to park.
And there'd be a lot of douchebags.
How did they play this week, Paul?
Well, they lost 27-20 to the Chicago Bears.
You said they were going to play well.
You know, I thought they would. But, you know, that didn't work out so well. A lot of people thought they would win this game. It's the first home game of the season.
Well, did they play badly?
I mean, relatively. Some things worked out, some things didn't. But they just couldn't put in, you know, finish the win.
So the two big players that I know of, I'm not an American sports fan, really, but... Romo and Austin. Austin signed up for, I remember last week he told me, 18 million, 6 years.
18 million.
If he breaks his leg after one game, he's still got 18 million.
That's guaranteed money. They still can pay him a lot more. He's guaranteed 18 million. Anyway, Tony Romo threw the ball 51 times again, and there's nothing against Romo. He played great.
I mean, did his job.
Yeah, he did do his job. But 51 times is way too many times to throw the ball. You need to run the ball in the NFL. They didn't, and they lost.
So does the quarterback decide when to throw the ball, when not to?
No. It's the offensive coordinator's job.
So it's like a game of chess. The guy tells him what to do.
Right. Oh, yeah. And
so
they're just little pawns.
Nozzle?
That's Jason Garrett, and he is supposed to be, you know, one of the best in the league. But
he's a douche nozzle.
Yeah, he is a douche nozzle. It's a good word. I like that. Well, anyway, they abandoned the running game again, which, you know, leads to another loss. Romo, Miles Austin each have great games, but besides that, nothing works well. They had three turnovers, two interceptions, and a fumble. That never works out well. And the Bears just ended up beating them square.
The interception and fumble is where they, in rugby, we'd call it a knock on, where the ball falls out of your hand, it falls forward.
Change possession.
And then the opposing team picks up the ball, runs with it, and scores.
Exactly.
And gets significant distance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, exactly.
I bet there's folks on the Dallas team, on the Cowboys team, who are really pissed off with that guy now.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you know what happens? It's a part of the game. And you got to get over it, but
when you're set up and you can see it's going to happen.
Right. I mean, you know, they say that it's not who makes the best plays, it's who makes the least, you know, mistakes.
Fucked up plays.
Right. Yeah. Nice F-bomb there.
Yeah.
You gotta work it in sometime.
That was for your family, that was.
So, okay.
They're the only listeners we have.
That's your big Cowboys update. They're
Cowboys.
They're going down.
5 minutes in, move it.
Okay, well, they're going down to Houston this week, playing the Texans, who we haven't played since their first year of existence.
We haven't played them since 2004?
You know, I think that's exactly right. I'm impressed.
This is the third time we're recording.
Yeah, well, Houston's looking great this year. They have a good defense. They have a great passing game. And, I don't know, maybe the leading rusher in the league in Arian Foster. So,
what's a rusher?
He's a running back. The running game.
He passes, the quarterback passes to the rusher. Rusher runs.
Fly half?
Done.
Yeah.
For those of you that follow rugby, he's a fly half.
Yeah, close enough. Well, okay, that's Cowboy Talk for you. I don't expect much out of them again this week, so we'll fill you in next week on that. Rangers, the magic number.
They beat the New York, not Yankees.
Yeah, the Yankees.
Yeah, they beat the freaking Yankees.
They
How
did.
Are they doing?
Well, they're doing okay right now. Well, they've lost a couple in a row. But, okay, magic number is 5. And when I say magic number, it means that the Rangers wins and the Oakland losses have to total 5 by October 3rd, I think. So they're pretty much a lock-in for the playoffs. Probably going to play the Yankees. So that's a good thing. I mean, kind of. Playing the Yankees is never a good
thing.
They've
beaten once, right?
Oh, one game out of... Let me think. One game out of 12, I want to say.
But they beat
them. Yeah, they have beaten them. So that's good.
Job done, tick in the box. Mm-hmm. And if they play them again, you know, they're going to walk out onto that field thinking, you know, we kicked their asses the first time. Time to hit him with a baseball bat.
That's true. That's when I said one game out of 12, that's in the history of the Rangers playoffs, not this year. So just getting that clear.
For clarification.
Yeah, exactly. Don't even want to call me out my mistakes, because I probably do make a ton of mistakes.
Oh, no, we'd love some feedback, guys.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, any
call me out on anything.
On Facebook or Facepalm comments, we appreciate.
Twitter.
Especially on Paul's Facebook page. You know, I don't want anything on mine, but he's the one with the stats.
Yeah. I'm the one that needs the Facebook action.
Oh, good grief. Onward, sideways.
Well, okay, that's your Cowboys and Ranger update. Let's move on
quick bit of hockey.
Our new hockey?
Hockey?
First preseason game for the Stars was last night. That's huge, right?
Mike Modano doesn't play for them anymore.
That's true.
No longer wants to give me his credit card.
He's now with the Detroit Red Wings. So, no longer...
he's with the Detroit Credit Union now.
Yeah, that's right. They can bug their...
You can Detroit bug their members.
Detroitites? Detroitians? I don't know. It's not important.
I know. I'm at least 5 beers in. I can't even think of... Yeah, it's almost like those people who do Latin, you know? They find a word and they go through all the endings.
Yeah.
Ixay, oxay.
Well, that's it.
He's moved. He's done.
Mavericks don't start for a couple months.
Well.
Who the Stars?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Fail. How can you have a podcast without knowing your
I mean, how am I going to make it anywhere in life without knowing the score of the Stars' preseason hockey game?
I know. Because ice is such a big thing down here.
Yeah, it is. So abundant. Moving on. We're going to our new segment called...
It's been a shitty week for...
And it has been a shitty week for a couple people, including Jerry Jones.
Reggie Bush.
Reggie Bush and Paris Hilton.
Oh, she's so slutty.
Yeah, what a slut.
No, wait. We'll do it in the Swedish style. Makes it sound better.
Slut. But a slut.
Slut. That's an S-L-O-O-T.
Slut.
Slut.
She... sorry, Jay Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Besides the Cowboys starting 0-2 when they were picked by a lot of people to make the Super Bowl this year in Dallas, his financial problems have kind of come to light. Well... I'm surprised this hasn't caught on earlier, honestly, but this is an uncapped salary year in the NFL, and he didn't sign one free agent, which, I mean, that alone should show that he's struggling financially. I mean, struggling financially, it's a lot different for him than it would be like the normal Joe. But
so he's not losing his house.
No, he's not. He's not losing his house.
He's
still
making payments for Bentley.
Yeah, and he's not going to lose his $1 billion stadium.
And maybe his Mexican maid in the house, she'll still make her salary.
Yeah, she will. But no more players on the Cowboys will be making their salary because he just re-signed Miles Lawson to a big deal. I think, I don't know if Romo's contract was restructured, but I mean, it recently has been. So, I mean, you know, not one free agent came in for us. A lot of teams made a lot of big acquisitions. Cowboys didn't. They had the draft picks, but everyone has their draft picks.
Well, they paid. Didn't they pay extra to get a draft pick position of number 7 or something like that?
They traded away Patrick Creighton, who was guaranteed, I think, $1 million this year. They traded him to San Diego for a 7th round draft pick, which, I mean, the guy was starting. I mean, he was the third receiver, which is really important in the NFL because it's called the slot receiver. And that guy is the closest to the quarterback as a receiver, which, I mean, it's
a
big position.
He gets the ball next.
Yeah, he gets a lot of catches. But they traded him away, and he was our punt returner. He was an established player, but they traded him away
for... That speaks even more.
Yeah, a punt returner?
No, it speaks even more that Jerry Jones is running out of money.
Right.
If they're giving away stuff like that just to get money, I mean, a 7th position in the
draft. 7th round. That's 7 rounds of every team drafting.
And how many teams in the NFL?
32.
So, 210 players disappeared.
At least 210.
Yeah, and the Cowboys threw away a guy for that
just because he was guaranteed guaranteed $1 million, which is an average salary.
Do you think they didn't want to pay that $1 million and take that $1 million elsewhere?
They definitely didn't.
Get instead?
They got the pick a future draft pick, which will take place next April. Which
that's financial.
It is. It's
that's
all financial.
Financial. They've thrown $1 million off their books for now.
Yeah.
Just so they can get the player, and then start paying again in April next year.
So true. So, shitty week for Jerry Jones.
Shitty week.
They start 0-2, and yeah, he needs some money. Start a pot for Jerry.
Yeah, we're gonna have a telephone.
Yeah.
No one will answer the phones because you guys actually listen after we've recorded it. If we ever work out how to broadcast in live, then maybe we've got a chance.
Oh, we'll get a couple phone calls. And I can...
Your grandmother's got a call and she doesn't realize it's not live.
Right.
She's like, Paul, I just decided to call you. I heard your podcast.
Very true. Well, okay.
And done in the right accent.
Yeah, that's true. That was a good accent.
Thank you.
Well, David, it's also been a shitty week for Reggie Bush.
Now, wasn't he Nobbin, what's the name?
Yeah, he was putting...
In a case.
He was putting his knob in Kim Kardashian.
See, you had to go there.
Well, nobbing is... I mean, that's implied.
It's a verb.
It doesn't sound...
I just gave a verb.
It doesn't sound dirty in British, but then when you put it that way...
No, but think about it like this, right? Running... If I say running, it doesn't sound like you did much running or sweating or anything like that. Or, exerted yourself.
Yeah.
Whereas if you say... He had to work so hard for 2 hours while he went 3.5 miles and, sweat his nuts off. That's the description.
Yeah, okay.
So he nobbed her. That's it.
He nobbed her.
He nobbed her.
It's implied.
It's not implied. It's told, but it's not graphic. You dirty bastard.
Okay. Anyway, yes, he was nobbing Kim Kardashian, but that's done. It's been done for a while now.
Now he's nobbing other college girls.
Yeah. Yeah. In New Orleans.
Ooh.
Oh yeah.
Ooh.
No. There's some good ones down there.
Down in the Tremé, my baby. Anyway.
Nice. I didn't know you were a fan of Tremé.
It like a shot.
Yeah, that's all right. Okay. Well, this week he had to give back his Heisman Trophy. Not that big of a deal, but he had to give it back.
Heisman's for the best college player, right?
That's true. You're right on that one.
So this guy, how old is he now?
Probably 26.
So 4 years ago, he was there. He got the Heisman,
I assume.
Mm-hmm. He's 4 years into his career. Some guy comes to him and says, you know what? You were hired onto the team under the wrong conditions. And you got to give a trophy back.
Yeah, now they say that.
Who cares?
Yeah, I know. It's not a big deal. it's just the concept of it. Having to give back your trophy. Okay. Well,
if anything, he'll stand out more in history because of that.
You're right on that, because they decided to leave it vacated. So that year, I guess it was 06,
like 05. The Black Trophy of 2004.
There will be a Heisman Trophy winner. There will be a Heisman Trophy winner for every year but that year. It's just vacated. There's no winner, right? And I mean, everyone's going to know it was Reggie Bush. I mean, that yeah, you're right. It's going to make him more famous for that.
But
right after that, on Monday night,
gassy.
Yeah, on Monday night, he breaks his leg.
That's a big thing for a sports player, right?
Yeah, it is.
Especially a footballer.
A running back, when your job is to run with the ball. But I mean, I guess any sport too. But yeah,
he's kind of skinny. There's not a lot of pressure on that leg.
Yeah. He'll be fine. It's a lot better than a knee injury. But he's out for a while, and he's been injury prone his whole career because he's pretty little.
He's pretty bit of a weakling.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah. But yeah, he's out for a while now, which, I mean, it's good for me because I have his competition on my fantasy team, Pierre Thomas. But that's a different story.
I'm not even going towards your fantasy team.
Fantasy football, that's a different day.
So, Paris Hilton, quickly. We're running out of time. We've got about a minute left.
Paris Hilton, bad week. I guess a couple weeks now.
She used to date. Let's make the sports link.
That's right. She used to date Brian Urlacher, who's a middle linebacker for the Chicago Bears, who just
Chicago
beat the
Bears
Cowboys.
Just beat the Cowboys. That's therefore, right. It's linked. Go.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well,
oh, we've lost the music. Damn it. Oh, screw it. Next week's show, we're going to talk about rugby. We're going to talk about lots of other things.
Oh, Paris Hilton.
All right. I'll put the music back in after. Keep talking.
Well, Paris Hilton, real fast. Been about a couple weeks. She got busted for cocaine possession.
Where?
In Las Vegas.
How?
She got pulled over. They apparently smelled marijuana in the car, and they searched
the
car.
Wait. A policeman's driving up next to the car, winds down his window, puts his nose to the air.
Exactly.
And says, "You know what, Fred?" To the guy next to him, "I smell marijuana next to that girl with blonde hair."
Yeah.
How often does that happen?
Only when they see a blonde girl in a nice SUV, probably.
The windows were tinted.
It's the whole driving while black. Have you heard of that?
She's not black.
But I'm saying it's driving while blonde. It's pretty much the same thing.
Most of Texas would get pulled over for that.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, like, policemen, you know, say it's okay to pull someone over if they're black, just because they're black. Apparently, that's a reason that they can pull them over for. Apparently, like, it's happened to a couple of, like, you know, athletes like Ricky Williams and whatnot. Anyway, she got busted for cocaine possession in Las Vegas. Now it comes out that she allegedly, yeah.
Which means we're allowed to talk about it even more.
Smuggled cocaine from Los Angeles to Paris in her vagina.
All I can think about is French underwear.
French underwear?
Does French underwear come with cocaine?
Apparently not, because she had to smuggle it.
She had to smuggle it.
Would you like to hear a quote?
So was it like in a little bag or something?
Apparently. Well, it was in a pack of cigarettes. She put the baggies in a pack of cigarettes, and apparently could fit the entire pack of cigarettes
in her. A pack of cigarettes is probably, what, two and a half inches long, maybe an inch wide?
No, 2 inches, probably like 3 or 4 inches high, 2 inches long.
Maybe that guy was a bit of a bear.
Yeah, well, Brian Urlacher, he's like 6'5", like 270, and probably hung like a...
donkey?
Yeah.
He could say it.
Yeah, okay, well...
Well, anyway. now she's the donkey.
That's true, the drug monkey. Drug donkey. Hey, would you like to hear a quote? Or do you think our listeners would like to hear a quote?
I think our listeners, especially your grandparents, would love to hear a quote.
Okay, well, here we go. I asked her how she planned on traveling without amount of blow. With that amount of blow. Mm-hmm. She replies, she held the box in her right hand, and then with an underhand swoop like a lowercase J, she demonstrated exactly how she indicated to beat airport security. She even whistled as she did it. A little alley-oop with a camel box of cigarettes straight up her snatch.
That's just gross.
Yeah, it's kind of gross, and it's pretty messed up.
It's kind of gross. Maybe I'm the wrong side of 30, but that's just kind of gross. But you know what would have worked? I don't know if you had these when you were kids. Like, when I was a kid, remember we used to go on, like, a school trip or something? People have these, like, necklaces that had, like, a plastic tube where you could put, like, coins in, and the coins would just fit in the tube. You couldn't, like, scatter them all over the place, but they would stack in the tube.
Yeah, okay.
kind of like a phallic object, if you will, and then you would screw the top half of the tube onto the bottom half, and then it would just hang around your neck, and, you know, when it came to the end of the zoo tour, you would buy the, I don't know, plastic toys of dinosaurs or whatever. She had something like that. Now, that could work. I can imagine that working, but something that's kind of square, rectangular, sharp.
Right.
That's kind of nasty.
Yeah, it's... I mean, it doesn't seem practical at all or comfortable.
It's not practical. That's the problem. You know, if you got to smuggle drugs, really, you want something a little bit more comfort.
Well, yeah, I mean...
something with a bit of glide
to it.
I mean,
if there was... I mean, you know, if there was ever a time when I would ever think of doing that, I would not want to...
How can you do that?
Right. Well, I mean, okay, if I was Paris Hilton, I would never put a fucking pack of cigarettes up my vagina. I'm sorry.
You'd FedEx it to yourself.
Yeah, or... fuck, do something different than that. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Pay someone. She makes enough money.
Right.
She's got a perfume brand. Maybe she could mix it in water and make it soluble.
She just gets paid for being a huge sleut anyway.
Sleut. Swedish sleut.
Well, I think
anyway,
that's...
Anyway, we've run out of time, and even if I add on music now, we're screwed. So, on that happy note...
We'll see you next week.
Next week, we're going to talk a little bit more about the... hockey play, maybe?
Yeah, let's do rugby too.
Are they in season? Yeah.
Yeah, it's preseason, so that's in season.
Okay. All right. Rugby's going to be on. We're going to talk about the Cardiff Blues.
Maybe a little Premier League?
Oh.
Barclays? Is that what it's called?
I'm going to have to explain to the wife I've got to watch some football.
Yeah, you need to. You need to explain to her. It's, you have a job now.
I have a job. It's a Wednesday night job.
Yeah, that's right.
No one listens.
No one listens, but you need to do it anyway.
Okay, well, so folks back home or on the go, if you are listening, and I doubt you are, but if you are, we would love to know what you'd like to hear more of, and we don't want to know what you want to hear less of, because it's our show, and that's where we roll.
Just give us some feedback.
Some kind of feedback. Paul's Facebook is ideal for this, mine isn't.
I'll take it.
He'll delete it if
he doesn't.
It makes me look popular. He'll probably delete it if he doesn't like it anyway.
Right.
So on that happy note, this show has been brought to you by... How many bottles of...
25?
There's one, two. You're drinking the third. And I'm on the end of number four. So on that happy note, folks, have yourselves a lovely weekend. This weekend, the Cowboys are playing...
Houston, Texans.
The Texans. And we'll be watching it. We hope you're watching it too. And if we're all watching it together, why don't you look up at the moon and think that we're watching it all together? Sounds a good one. I've been Rochi, or David, as he likes to call me from time to time. Paul Shaw is your host.
Thank you, David.
And we promise next week will be better.
Adios.